Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Last week, if you remember, I talked to you about what technicians do. Well, today I'm going to introduce you to our newest technician. Today we're going to introduce you to Sarah. Sarah graduated just last Sunday from the Iowa Western Veterinary Technician Program. I'm going to ask her a few questions and you can get to know Sarah a little bit. She's with us full time now. Tell us a little about yourself, Sarah.
Hi, everybody. I grew up in Atlantic. My parents are John and Shelley Potterbaum. And my grandma actually started the whole relationship with Dr. Leonard and I. And she used to raise a old English sheepdog years and years and years ago. And Dr. Leonard was her vet. You know, I took my pets there and he cared for my dogs and my cats. And over the years, we've grown closer to each other. And I did my internship hours there that I was required to do for school. I did two internships. I did one in the summer. That was 130 hours. And then I did another one this last spring that was 192 hours. And after I completed my internship, he offered me a position at the clinic, and I took it.
The thing she didn't tell you is that all those internship hours that she was doing it while she was going to school full time. What it teaches these young students is that there's a lot of work to do in this business, and you don't always get to pick your hours and the time when you get to work. Next, tell me a little bit, what do you have to do if someone out here is listening and is thinking about this as a career? What do you have to do before you get into the veterinary technician program?
In high school, you're required to take either a college-level chemistry or high school chemistry that it's at least worth 3 semester hours. And now that they've changed the program, you must take biology, a college level, before getting into the program. And a lot of people, they offer it during the summer at Iowa Western. A lot of students will take it in the summer so they can begin the veterinarian technician program in the fall.
Also have to be in a veterinary office, I think, for 50 hours, doesn't it, don't you?
Yes, you have to have observation hours and have a veterinarian sign off your observation hours prior to being into the veterinarian technician program.
Yeah, those observation hours, they don't get to do anything. When they're in their internship programs, they get to do everything. We kind of force them into doing things that they're not very comfortable doing sometimes, but they go right ahead and do it. How long does it take to become a technician once you start the school?
Once you start the schooling is 2.5 years if you count the summer semester, and you graduate in the spring. The whole program is 71 total semester hours required to graduate. And the classes you take vary from, you know, from your biology and your microbiology to pharmacology to diagnostic imaging, large animal care. You have a couple of medical terminology classes. Then you also have some of your other general credit hours, which are workplace empowerment. And then you have a choice of your sociology classes that you are also required to take while attending the program.
You also have radiology. That's always a bugger. Mm-hmm. How to take those x-rays and make them come out decent. It's a little nicer with the digital stuff that is available now, but still got to pay attention to all of those safety factors involved with that also. Sarah's exactly right. I started working for her grandmother back in the early 1970s. My first dog was a old English sheepdog after I came to town, and I got it from her grandmother's. Our relationship does go back a really, really long time, and we're really pleased to have Sarah joining our staff here. She started working full-time as of Monday. This is her fourth day at work, and we're really pleased to have her. She'll be working some days, and Becky will be working some days, and some days they'll be working together. Becky's still a mentor for her to help her get on into the more practical parts of our practice. This is Dr. Keith Leonard at Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa. And remember, it's always 243-2121. When you come out to see us, say hi to Sarah and know that she's there to help you just like the rest of us.